Now it's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Josh Bookie Warren, and now it's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
That's right. I am joining you from the Bermuda Triangle Research Center here in Puerto Rico. Back at the flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina, we have producer Sam the Animal Steele and investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelly, it's a new year. It's 2015. What's happening? What's the tone like at Wright's Coin Shop?
The tone is very good, very optimistic, full of hope for the year and the future, and everybody is doing exactly as I predicted that they would when we had our New Year's show, where everybody's in that mindset of, okay, I want to make plans for the year, I want to figure out what I'm doing, where I am, how to get from here to there, and that's what they're doing. They're coming in, they're buying things up, whatever isn't nailed down, and they've made a plan, and you know, you can tweak it through the year. It doesn't have to be the same plan, but it's great. Business has been wonderful. We see new faces every day. I see listeners every day, or they call me on the phone. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been really good. It's really good vibe there, and it's a fun place. A coin shop should be a fun place to go.
Well, your coin shop is, I think, absolutely unique. I don't think there's another coin shop on planet Earth that's like Wright's Coin Shop, hence the fact that you guys sponsored this show. But the reality is that, if I had $1 billion right now and I had to figure out, well, what am I going to do to protect this? I definitely would not go out and put it all in stocks,
no,
and bonds,
no,
and pieces of paper and digits on a computer screen, because that historically has been so flimsy and so unstable that, I mean, same as what happened in 1929. I mean, you could wake up tomorrow and find that, oh, poof, it's gone. I would invest the bulk of my money into things that have and have always had intrinsic value, and there is nothing more stable than gold and silver. And you might watch the market go up and down from month to month, from year to year, but if you look back over a 10-year period, gold and silver always goes up, and it goes up at an incredible rate. And that's why I put as much of my money as possible into gold and silver through Wright's Coin Shop, and I feel 100% confident in telling everybody that buying your products is the way to turn your money into more money. Am I right, Shelly?
Thank you. Yes, you are. And I put my money where my mouth is. I put my money into gold and silver also because I believe in it. And you may ask us, what do you think we should do about this? I've got this amount of money, or whatever your situation is, and we'll tell you our honest opinion, and we'll tell you why. I don't want someone just to say, this is what you need to do. I want to know the whys and the wherefores. I'm a big picture kind of girl, and let them make their decision. based on that. And it's more than just buying gold or silver. I mean, you've got to think about the long haul. You've got to think about how long you want to hang on to it. You've got to think about tax implications. And there are some things you don't have to worry about tax implications. And there's more to it. And if you'll just let us tell you, you know, we are a wealth of information, and we can help you make a lot of money, and we want you to make a lot of money. We want you to be successful, and that makes us happy when that happens.
Yeah, if somebody goes to Wright's Coin Shop and buys stuff, and then it turns out to be bad, well then guess what? You got no more customers.
Oh, exactly.
So, yes. It's in your interest to keep people happy.
Yeah, I could burn you once, but I don't want to do that. I want to keep coming back. I want to build a relationship. I want to get to know you. You know, I'd like to know your name. I'd like to know what you do for a living. Or, you know, I get to know people, and I enjoy that. I don't want it to be just a one-stop shop. And, you know, I want it to mean something.
Unlike these big companies, these big corporations that hire a bunch of telemarketers to sit there and they run advertisements with their 800 number, I mean, you guys are a family business. You've been in business over 40 years.
Yes.
And if somebody walks into Wright's Coin Shop, they're actually going to see you there. If they call, they can actually talk to you there. Even if you have just 20, 30 bucks and you want to get started, that's all it takes to just begin the process. How can people get in touch with you, Shelley?
They can call us up at 828-298-5402, or they can come by the coin shop at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So again, write this number down, everybody. It's 828-298-5402. Or 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. It's not that far from the Biltmore Estate. It's over in that neck of the woods. You can also find a map and all kinds of other convenient stuff at WrightsCoinShop.com, which is linked up to SpeakingOfStrange.com. And Shelley, knowing that this is a family business, I know this question may be a little bit awkward for you to answer properly, but has there ever been a night when, let's say, you know, you've had a few margaritas, you're feeling a little bit naughty, the shop is nearby, it's after hours, so you decide to, you know, bring one or more people over to the shop, you snort a few lines of coke off the display cabinets, you spin the disco ball around, and, you know, anything goes.
No, not at the coin shop. No. Not there.
So the coin shop has never been turned into just a convenient spot for you to bring people for some naughty business.
Never. No.
Parents listen to this.
Actually, I'm not really sure that they do, and Dad's asleep by now. So yeah, just between us, no, it is, that is not the place I would go to be naughty.
It's the coin shop is a shrine.
It's a fun place, but it's where my family is. So no, I do not ever want to do anything naughty there.
Well, you know, some people will just take advantage of any opportunity that arises, and which brings us, of course, to the first story on tonight's Dark 30 Hour. And you want to take a guess where it comes from?
Is it Florida?
You nailed it!
Woo!
There we go. A Florida couple turned it up a notch when they decided to get down at Mike's Auto Sales. And well, here's what's funny, okay? These people go to this dealership in Florida, and I'm not sure exactly what city this took place in, but basically they had access to all kinds of cars. And when they slipped off, they literally could have chosen, say, you know, a Lamborghini or something like that. Instead, they slipped into a Kia Sedona. A 2004 Kia Sedona, and it says that's when, by the way, that particular model was according to the Huffington Post, one of the worst-selling models of 2014. This is during business hours.
During business hours?
Yeah. the 2004 Kia Sedona is rocking. Police arrived there and asked them, you know, why here? Why are you doing this? And they said, it's a lot cheaper than a hotel room. So that was their explanation.
Lame.
That's where they decided to realize their fantasy. And you know, I would say that that maybe this is a whole new arena of marketing for Kia. But nonetheless, some people, and by the way, these were complete adults, and they took advantage of what was at their disposal.
See, Kia doesn't need that. They got that whole hamster thing going on.
Hamster thing?
They still doing that?
I think they are. No, they've got a different one with the Maroon 5 music.
Yeah.
Ew. I ain't ever going to sell that car.
You had to bring hamsters into this discussion, didn't you?
Sorry.
Is this going in a Richard Greer direction?
I'm afraid so.
Well, let me ask you, Sam. What's the benefit of gerbils over hamsters? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Is there a different – I mean, it's a different species.
Well, I know that, but, I mean, you always hear about people – you know, you mentioned Richard Gere, for example. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's not.
Okay.
How did that rumor start?
I can tell you.
Okay.
I read a thing the other day, and it actually talked about how that rumor started.
Okay. What's
really?
The story?
I gotta do my fact checking.
Okay.
I have to come back because I can't remember right off the bat who it was. The other star in the that was with him. It was a very interesting. You'd be like, no way. I'll get to you.
Okay.
After so, hamsters versus gerbils. Go.
But I mean, like, I've had a hamster before. I've never had a gerbil.
You've had one.
Let me rephrase that. I've owned a hamster in a cage, in a proper, you know, receptacle for a hamster. But I don't know enough about the difference so that if – I mean, okay, let's just address the elephant in the room here, okay?
What?
If I was going to shove something into my body, you'd be like the sales guy here, Sam. Why would I pick the gerbil over the hamster?
I mean, maybe it's more spry, you know, more lively. Mm-hmm. You're gonna want some enthusiasm.
Okay.
I don't know. I
maybe something that's a little bigger to hang on to if when you
right.
want to.
Who knows?
Disengage it, I suppose. I don't know.
Be careful.
Even if you're the right man to answer that question,
and I'm not.
Well, somebody out there will email us and clarify this for us.
They will.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back. Well, let's move on to a place that's a little bit closer to our flagship station. I'm going to tell you about what happened at a bar and grill in, of all places, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and why a 49-year-old man there has gotten into trouble because, yes, he has been very inappropriate with something that is inanimate. But maybe there is a bit of a sexual element to this inanimate thing. We'll find out. It's the Dark 30 Hour. We talk about more of the controversial and outrageous stories, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange. The minute or two.
A dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. We'll be right back.
on Speaking of Strange. That means this is the hour that is not for the kiddies. It's not for the easily offended. If you are related to those groups, then, well, this is an opportunity. This is a warning for you to change the channel that you're listening to, because, you know, we're talking about things that are more, well, you don't hear about so much in the mainstream media, more sordid and seedy, but we're in safe harbor, and this is when we can talk about them.
You might hear them at the coin shop, though. You probably will hear about them at the coin shop.
And, this show is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can find the link if you go to speakingofstrange.com or go to wrightscoinshop.com. And during our break, my crack team of researchers and investigators have been working feverishly to understand why that one might make the decision to put a gerbil into one's body versus a hamster if the occasion is right, you know.
Which is more often than not.
I mean, it's not for everybody. It's not for every day. It's sort of, you know, it's a special thing.
Anniversaries.
That would be a perfect opportunity
our
for this.
12th year.
Yes, come to think of it, tonight's the night. All of us should collectively celebrate. So, Shelley, what did you discover about the difference between a hamster and a gerbil in this context?
Well, basically, gerbils are bigger. Hamsters are that little itty-bitty ball of fur. Gerbils have longer tails that are furry and not hairless, and they're more streamlined, and their faces are more like a rat. Hamsters are, you know, cute and chubby. Gerbils are although, wait a minute, as far as sleeping habits, a gerbil is active during the daytime and sleeps at night. So, you know, you might have to think about that.
Sam, I'm sure that you remember the old animated Hobbit movie where the soundtrack was The Greatest Adventure.
I hate that song.
One of my favorite songs, The Greatest Adventure. Well, you know, South Park did kind of a parody where they had a rodent. I don't know if it was a gerbil or a hamster.
Oh, Lemmywinks.
Was taking Mr. Lemmywinks, yeah. And so I think that Shelley here has kind of nailed it. If you're going to have a rodent take this epic journey, you want something streamlined. That's a biggie. And you also want a nice long tail there so that it can be easily retrieved or retracted, I should say. That alone probably makes the gerbil a much better candidate than the hamster. What do you think, Sam?
I mean, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other. I mean,
really?
Gerbils have more powerful legs, and they're more of a jumper.
I don't know. I mean, when it's all said and done, you're going to have a rodent inside you. And isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, unfortunately,
so
yeah.
Can I tell you what we were speaking of last segment?
Yes.
I found what I couldn't remember due to the misplaced brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor that Richard Gere, you know, who hasn't been around a whole lot as of late. He's not popping up in movies, although, you know. Anyway, that was like the rumor. You know, everybody kind of, as soon as we said it, everybody here was like, oh, you know. And that kind of sucks if you're Richard Gere, you know. But this is where I read this week. In 2006, Sylvester Stallone, Sly, told an interviewer that he thinks that Richard Gere blames him for starting the rumor, as the two did not get along on the set of The Lords of Flatbush, which is a movie that was released in the early 70s. Long story short, Gere spilled some mustard in Stallone's car. You don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that. And Stallone got him kicked off the film, and he thinks it was because of this that he thinks that he's responsible for the quote-unquote the gerbil rumor. Not true, he said, but that's the rumor.
Well, there you go. We don't know We don't know the truth. We're not here to spread gossip, but that's what the crack team came up with. All I can tell you is, Sam, you're such an amateur. To not know the difference, really, between the gerbil and the hamster and the proper use, I mean, come on, man. You got to get up to speed.
You're going to call me an amateur? You're going to pull up The Hobbit instead of The Secret of Nim? Like, that was a mouse, I guess, wasn't it? I don't know.
A rodent is a rodent is a rodent, right?
Sure.
All right.
Next.
Well, I'm sure somewhere out there, someone with the FCC is like, okay, move along. Let's go to our story from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, land of the good old boys. It says here, according to the Daily Mail, a man walked into a bar and grill in Tennessee, pulled down his pants and underwear, exposing his genitals to everyone in the whole bar, and then the 49-year-old attempted to have intercourse with the ATM.
Ow!
The man has been arrested for this. They say that it turns out his spread of options that night was even more extensive. He also apparently was engaged at one point during the night with a picnic table. Responding officers found this man still nude, walking around the bar, thrusting his hips in the air.
Nobody wants to see his junk.
Yeah, it says they took him outside and asked him to sit at a wooden picnic table, and that is where he began to, of course, engage in intercourse with the picnic table. He smelled of alcohol, he had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, was unsteady on his feet, and he has been charged with public intoxication.
Now, would it not seem, if you were going to engage in that type of behavior with a banking machine, wouldn't it be better to use like one of those vacuum ones that sucks the tube, like from the car? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems like it would be a lot better.
Yeah, because ATMs have those moving parts that, that could have gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, I mean, what part of the ATM? Because,
the deposit.
Yeah, well, really? It's a little slot. And
maybe he was a little guy.
Yeah, maybe this was a little leprechaun. If he was a leprechaun, people would probably have been fine with it because money would have come flying out of the ATM everywhere and nobody would have called the cops.
Hey.
I know that made no sense, but okay, fine.
Next!
Yeah, let's just keep moving on. How about this one from the great state of
Florida!
Florida! Headline is Man Gets Naked in CVS. And then lays on dog beds.
Ew.
In a town called Lutz, L-U-T-Z. 22-year-old man facing lewd or lascivious charges. According to deputies, he took his clothes off in the bathroom of the CVS and then left the bathroom naked and proceeded to rummage through 6 dog beds. He grabbed 3 of them, piled them up, and laid on top of them in the bathroom naked. He's also charged with retail petite theft. Well, what a delicate little term that is. Petite theft.
Petite theft.
Yeah. As the store could no longer sell the dog beds, and they say that they think he was under the influence of multiple illegal drugs.
And who picks up the tab for that? The taxpayers.
I don't know. Maybe you could make a video and sell the video for money. So the taxpayers aren't on the hook for it.
I almost have, like, nightmares sometimes where I do things like that. And then I wake up and I realize, oh, that was just a mere fantasy.
You wake up in the pharmacia.
That's what it would be down here, yes. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, well, here's a headline. Very strange. A man trashes his girlfriend's car after she, being a psychic, gave him a prediction about sex with his granny. Let that sink in. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, but I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business. And I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance. Cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.
Dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the program. Let me remind you, this is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial material. The more sordid and seedy, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So keep that in mind. If you're listening, you might want to tune it to something else. Consider that your warning. Tonight's program is broadcast to you by Wright's Coin Shop, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call them at 828-298-5402 or go to speakingofstrange.com for a link, 828-298-5402. Yes, more adult material. That's what we dig into. And, you know, it's funny because a big part of tonight's show has been about ensuring that 2015 is the best year ever for you. And I know on one hand that might seem impossible because every year we're getting a little bit older, we're getting a little bit closer to death. That means your body's aging a little bit. But look, when I was a kid, I didn't like being a kid. And that's because all these adults could tell me what to do. And I used to think adults were really stupid. And now that I am an adult, I've confirmed it. Adults are really stupid. So it doesn't mean just because you're younger or you're closer to, you know, the birth side, that things have to get worse as you get older. No, things can still get better, and we're going to make this a really good year, all of us together. And on this show, well, we delve into all the mysteries and all the madness of it, frankly, but we also are taking this time to just, you know, share with you how weird and how bizarre things are really getting out there. And so we have this story from, yes, Vero Beach, Florida. I can't believe how many times we're hitting that Florida belt tonight. Okay, this is a weird story, and I had to read it a couple times to really kind of let it sink in so that I understand, you know, what's going on here. So apparently a 28-year-old man has a girlfriend who is a psychic. And so the psychic told him that his dead grandmother would appear in his dreams and, as the report puts it, quote, commit an unusual sex act to him involving an adult erotic device, end quote. So just to recap, guy here is 28, has a girlfriend who's a psychic. The psychic girlfriend says, you're going to have a dream and your grandma's going to come to you in the dream and do something sexual to you with a device. This concept was so disturbing to him that he flipped out. He smashed her cell phone, and then he began to trash her 1997 Nissan Altima. Police were called, and they found that he deflated the tires, he'd beaten the car, all, you know, the mirrors, the windows. And then, as a last sort of, what do they say, the coup de grace, he flung a used condom onto the car. And I'm wondering, like, where did that just manifest from?
Yeah,
what do you
really?
Just carry a used condom?
Better safe than sorry.
That's the message here, kids. It says he also wrote notes on the car windows using creams and lotions. This is a very well-stocked madman, you know. It's like he has a suitcase there that's got that red tab, like, only open when you decide you've had too much. It's got creams, lotions, used condoms, probably a bashing device of some sort, a hammer maybe.
I'm thinking this relationship came to an end.
Well, things are not looking good. When police questioned the man, he said his girlfriend is a, quote, spiritual person who can tell people about their dreams, and that when she told him this, that he said, I could not get the image out of my head, and I just totally snapped. See, another one of those worries, if you're a psychic, sometimes you have to just keep your premonitions to yourself, even if it's regarding someone you think you know.
This is true.
Yeah. All right. Next story. Oh, my goodness. So many of these Florida stories. By the way, before I even bring this up, I'm just going to take this opportunity to say, folks, I am going to be in Sedona, Arizona. Next month. This is, I've got to let you know, get the word out there. Go to wishingmachineproject.com if you want to join me and participate in my workshop in Sedona.
That's going to be a lot of fun. One. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be small. You know, it's like 20 people in a little room in Sedona.
Yeah.
And I'm
going to
be, I'm telling everybody it's going to be very intimate. Yeah. Oh, you know what that means, right? Yeah. I know that you're getting jealous there, Sam.
I don't know. I honestly, I was kind of like half tuned out of that part.
He's still looking up stuff on Richard Gere.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, here is a story from Tampa, Florida. A man and a woman were rescued from a closet. Says they had been in this closet for 2 days. The closet was full of feces and urine. And they say, as it turns out, the two could have just opened the door themselves.
No way.
If I'm correct, that story says that when police came, there was no lock on the door, right?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, the door did not lock. That's what it says right here. The door did not lock. It says Florida is known for its bizarre inhabitants, from the infamous zombie attack to the crack-smoking woman who burned down the senator. It says the couple did not know where they were, said they'd been hiding after being chased in this closet. Who chased them? They couldn't say. Officers tracked the phone's location after a 911 call and got them out. They said that it's not clear why they, for one thing, didn't call for 2 days. And then they said they're trying to figure out how the two could have gotten locked in. Says they just went in, they closed the door, and it didn't lock. But what makes this even more wacky is that you would almost bet every penny in your bank account that I would end this by telling you that there were drugs involved. As it turns out, they did not find any drugs in the closet.
That's even worse.
But the urine samples that they left behind were stocked full of them.
Yeah.
We're going out a little early, aren't we, here, Sam? We have till 13, don't we?
Oh, well, should I just roll the whole? It's an instrumental.
Okay, let's roll it. Okay, well, how about this one? Speaking of urine and feces, here's a story from Manila in the Philippines. It says Pope Francis is going to be visiting the Philippines, and they say millions of people are going to be showing up there to visit Pope Francis. And they've been very honest and just said, look, we do not have enough porta-potties for everybody. Many of you are going to be waiting for hours and hours and hours. And so they have said, look, wear a diaper.
I'm wearing a diaper!
Yeah. And there are going to be people there, vendors, who are selling diapers en masse. And this is going to be like a diaper seller's wet dream.
En masse.
You know. Masse. Yeah. I don't have this gig for nothing. So they say you can imagine that at least for 24 hours, you might not be able to use the bathroom. The diaper is going to be your best friend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, the last three stories that I have saved for tonight's Dark 30 Hour, and you will see why I have saved them for the end of tonight's show. I am Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. The Dark 30 Hour. And tonight's show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can learn more about Wright's Coin Shop by going to wrightscoinshop.com or calling 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, as well as a link to joshuapwarren.com, where you can find all kinds of wild photos and video clips of things that are likely to blow your mind. So be sure to come join us there at speakingofstrange.com. Well, here we are in the final minutes of tonight's show, and I have saved three stories for the end of the show. Now, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because we're in safe harbor, and that means this content is not appropriate for kids or the easily offended and some of the more sordid and seedy stuff. So there's your warning. You tune out right now if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff, because these are real news stories that we are just passing along to you. First one comes to us from the Huffington Post, and you know, video games are more popular than ever. I grew up playing video games, and kids today are just super involved in them. And now a guy has come out with what he says is the ultimate video game for women. He is a Beijing-based game designer and physicist, and he has a video game control called the Smart Kegel Exercise Aid. This video game controller fits into a woman's private part and allows her to play video games hands-free just by tightening and relaxing certain muscles, muscles that support, you know, the uterus, bladder, small intestine, you name it. He says this was inspired by his wife's urinary problems, and he says that basically this particular game that he's created, it's a dodgeball game where obstacles can be overcome by, you know, clenching certain muscles, and they say that he raised over $50,000 on Kickstarter to create this version, which is being shipped out. He says he's not leaving men out of this, that men can also participate in a, well, shall we say, a gerbile-esque fashion as well.
Hey-o.
Hey-o! Next story comes to us from Anderson, Indiana. A couple have been charged with bestiality after videos have emerged of them doing inappropriate things with their pit bull. Why do pit bulls so often come up in these stories? I don't know. 33-year-old woman and 37-year-old man have been charged with all these different counts. It says they were even advertising for others interested in the lifestyle to contact them and bring their pets over for group experiences. Says that this should be none of anybody else's business, they claim. Everybody involved is a consenting adult. And they say the pit bull used in the primary video as evidence against them is named Lucky.
Do you know what the penalty is for animal cruelty in this state? Well, it's probably pretty stiff. No.
And now a story that has been so widespread, there are people who are saying, come on, is this real or not? I mean, it's so unbelievable that it has reached that level where people are just saying, can this be real? Well, all we can tell you is it's being widely reported. It's from Missouri. And apparently there was a crackdown in Missouri on a New Year's Eve party at a pig farm where more than 40 arrests were made over allegations of bestiality and animal cruelty. They say here the 67-year-old farm owner was arrested with two of his sons and some 30 guests for operating a full-blown pig brothel. And that one psychologist says, quote, we can't explain why animal brothels seem to be in such high demand in this region, but human beings are allowed to unleash their wildest fantasies in this context. Says, you know, this is not considered to be healthy behavior and should not be encouraged. But we're talking about a situation in Missouri where it's one thing to find a farmer with a pig. We're talking about a pig brothel.
Not kosher whatsoever.
Not in my book. And so that's gonna do it for this edition of the program. I thank Ryan Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and text. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
But you can't do that for me. I like to make my friends. You can make me speak.